one of the adult performers in our industry, really well known, he has a pump because his dick broke on set. And he had, yes, yeah, don't think about it too hard. You might cry.
Yeah.
But so it broke and he had to, well, it was.
Sorry.
Sweet potato pod with Todd. Sweet potato pod with Todd. Sweet potato pod with Todd. Sweet potato pod with Todd.
There you go.
Yeah.
We got a beat now?
That's three of them now. Rebel,
hi.
Welcome. Thank you so much for coming to the podcast. The
Thanks
one and only
me.
Rebel Lynn here on the Sweet Potato Pod.
I'm so excited. This is going to be a lot of fun.
I'm so glad. How are you doing?
Amazing.
Nice.
Just living life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels like it's been a while since I've seen you at The Dirty. Like, that's how we met, is through The Dirty at 12:30.
Yeah. Yeah, which is an amazing show. I've just been working so much.
Yeah.
So, flying.
Yeah.
I was in L.A. I've been in L.A. a couple different times, and then came back here and just been shooting, and then last week was one of my best friend's birthdays, so we just partied all weekend.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So nothing like a good weekend-long birthday party in Vegas.
It really, really, yeah. I mean, yeah, I think I'm getting too tired for that shit right now.
No. it's the parties that get tired.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what happens. First off, I want to talk about the adult life,
mm-hmm.
because I am really genuinely excited for this.
Me too.
it's a new reality show that's mm-hmm. It's getting pitched and with some like high level people too. Like it's looking very realistic.
Yeah.
So what's that all about?
So it's about me and my core friends, Katie Morgan, Kiki Dare, and Kenna James, and myself, and Zoe Fox, and Nai Nai Lu. And it's just following our lives and who we are as people, not as porn stars. I mean, you're going to see that on the show. It is part of it, but it's just who we are and what we love to do, what our passions are, what we do on a day-to-day life. Like I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a sister, I'm a friend, and I also happen to be an adult performer.
Right.
And it kind of just showcases that in a way that no other reality documentary, anything that has anything to do with our industry, has ever shown before, because a lot of it has focused on the negative and these women turning to drugs and getting abused and all of that. And yes, that happens, but it also happens in so many different showbiz and modeling, and even your office jobs have stuff like that. But it's been front and center in a lot of these different documentaries or shows or anything that tries to do anything with the adult industry, and this is just a positive take on who we are as women, as people, as mothers and daughters and lovers and all of this. And I'm just so very excited because it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, we have the best time. You know my crew. We go to The Dirty, all the time, and we just live it up, and that's like 10% of who we are and what we do, what
right.
you've seen. We also, we do poker tournaments together. We go to AVN, we go to parties, we go to clubs. We celebrate birthdays and holidays and Christmases and everything that has to do with life. And it's just going to be nice to be able to showcase that.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
I could be wrong, but I hope I'm not. But I feel like there's like this shift in our society right now, or like there's a lot of people pushing for this shift in our society, because for so my entire life, for sure, it's mm-hmm. always been the most negative things will sell.
Yeah.
So you have, trash TV, Springer, Jerry Springer show was never
Bad
about...
Bad Girls Club.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And and then, like you were saying, every look mm-hmm. at the adult industry was always very negative.
Yeah.
And so, like, when I came to Vegas and I got to know you guys a little bit, I was like, that's not at all what I was. You guys are not like at all what I was expecting based on that.
Right.
Which is awesome. So I love seeing like a push towards positivity in everything, because let's celebrate the fact that
exactly the catch line of the show is don't change the channel, change the culture. And it's so important, because right now, I feel right now especially, it's more relevant. I mean, people are more open to seeing this because of LGBTQ rights and, equality and all of this. And it's, I'm not saying that, adult performers are at all, you know, separate, like transgenders or the gay community, but it also has a stigma to it.
Yeah,
and we want to break that stigma because we really are getting sick of, you know, people, you know, saying, oh, you're in the adult industry, you're not worth my time, or you're less than, or right. But I'm not. There no. are plenty of adult performers that I know who have multiple degrees, who have studied for science and for doctors and arts, and have just chosen that this is a better way of life for them, whatever that reason may be. Everybody has a different reason. Everybody goes down a different path. But yeah, we're just ready to break that stigma and, you know, show the world that, hey, like, get to know us, you know, before yeah. you want to, you know.
Well, yeah. and you said it's not the same as like LGBT, but mm-hmm. at the same time, it's like any industry that has, like, first off, has always been welcoming to mm-hmm. all people.
Yeah.
I think that that's something else. It's kind of similar to the comedy in that you're wide open to everybody that's interested in doing it. It's for everybody. It's yeah. by everybody.
Right.
And so those kinds of things, because I've said this before, but like the one maybe conspiracy theory that I have, though I don't think it's much of a conspiracy theory, is the people at the top of all of us, the people who control everything, want us to be separated mm-hmm. as much as possible.
Yeah.
So any industry that fights against that and will bring people together regardless of race, sexual orientation, gender, right. whatever.
All, like, of the things.
Yeah. All of the things. Yeah. those should be highlighted. Yeah. And it should be highlighted as a positive thing.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And it can be hard to, like, break into that and, you know, be accepted, you know. And yeah. we're just really trying a new way. And the director, the producer of the show, Damien Tufereau, he's an amazing guy. And he specifically created this show because he wants a positive outlook on who we are as people. He just got so sick of people and guys, you know, looking at women and I mean, this is separate, but looking at women as if, you know, they're a property,
like, or object,
you know,
or
an object. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that word was not coming to my mind. You got me. Like, they're an object, you know, and also the adult industry, and looking at them like, you know, they're less than, because, you know, they're not. And he really just caught it in his mind, and he was like, you know what, I'm gonna show them. And so far he has, you know, and we're just so excited for this to get and hit the, you know, the waves, because I think it's gonna really shock some people, and not in the way that it's like, oh my god,
right,
you know, but shock people and be like, wow, I've been thinking about this wrong my entire life, you know. And
yeah
that's
amazing. And so, also yeah. thank you for remembering the word object. The reason yeah. why he does is that's how he sees all women.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah. close big show over there. Yeah. I believe it. No, yeah, this project is just it's so close to my heart, and I poured so much passion into this, and all of us have, really, you know, all of the girls involved, this means a lot to us. So
it's a fun group too, like,
yeah.
I definitely know you, Katie, mm-hmm. and but like, I don't know, like, the whole group, but yeah. like, just seeing you guys interact with each other and everything like that, like, it's gonna be a fun show.
It's a lot of fun. Sure. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun filming. I mean, we spent all year just filming our lives and going out and doing things. We're actually about to film again on Friday. Wait, that's tomorrow? No, tomorrow?
Tomorrow,
next,
yeah.
No, next Friday.
Next Friday, okay.
Thank God I don't have my days straight. I gotta get my days straight first, and then, you know, go shoot. No, but we're gonna be doing a lot. And I mean, we love that we're able to do this together.
Yeah.
That's the most incredible part about this, is that I get to do this with my best friends, you know, and I get to just enjoy life and, you know, wherever the show takes us, and hopefully it'll take us some places, you know. Let's yeah. go to Belize.
That's sort of, it's funny that you say that, because literally 12 hours ago, I was saying that to Gabe and the twins, because yeah. I was like, not only we did the show at the Improv in Ontario, and I was like, not only was it a sold out show, great show, fun show, everything like that, but to get to do that with your friend, like you're sitting there in the green room and you're with your friends, you're just hanging out. Tina's there. Yeah. It's a great time.
And you're like, this is my life. How much better could it get? You know, you literally
Belize.
Belize, for sure. Let's go to Belize and then sit there and be like, how much better could it get?
Yeah.
Try to top it.
Do the dirty comedy show.
Exactly.
Sure. Why not?
Oh my God. I'm just so excited to see where all of this leads. It can change our lives, you know, and our lives are already pretty amazing, you know, like you said, you know, but Belize would be great.
it can always get better.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, we have a lot to prove with this, and we have a lot to say, and we also just want to have a lot of fucking fun. Yeah. I don't know if I can curse. Am I allowed to curse?
Yeah, that you can do. Yeah, yeah.
I want to have a lot of fucking fun. You know, that's like the main goal in life. And it's just to enjoy life, be happy. That's my main goal. I just want to be happy, cause the others around me happiness. You know, I want to raise my son in a happy environment and just show him that life, it sucks sometimes, you know, but you can make your own happiness and you can really just lift yourself up and, you know, enjoy life to the fullest, you know.
I think that's a great message for kids because, again, it's the culture change.
Yeah.
In that I think that a lot of times, like when I was coming up, it was definitely like, okay, you're a happy little kid. Remember, life's going to suck someday.
Yeah.
And now it's like, no. Right. Everywhere you turn on your phone, you turn on the TV, you listen to this guy, you're going to hear some miserable takes on life. But
why'd you look back at him when you said miserable? I feel you're picking on him, Todd.
Thank you, Rebel.
I got you. I'll fight him for you.
He puts the miss in miserable. But it's always, there's such a negative thing in life. And you to teach your son that, no, you can be happy. Go out and find happiness. Like, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's going to be hard. And that's something that I always say, and I make really sure of, is that the outside world is just full of shit. It just there's so much going on, and it can be so confusing and hard to navigate. But when you walk through my doors for my son, when you walk through our doors, it is a sanctuary. There's not going to be anything here that's going to hurt you or, you know, harm you or bring you down. And I can't imagine why some people's houses it's worse, you know what I mean, when you go home. So I don't want that to be for my son. You know, my son is going to be happy, and that's my goal in life, and that's something that I want to show on the show, you know, is that even though I'm an adult performer, you know, people think, oh, she has kids and she's an adult performer, she must be a terrible mom, you know, and unfortunately that's the first thought that somebody thinks when they think of an adult performer with children.
Right.
Oh, why do you have kids? I just want to break that, you know, because I'm a damn good mom, you know, and my friends are as well. I have many friends in the adult industry who are parents and really good parents, you know, and it's just something I want to show.
Like, Katie Morgan's a great pig mom.
Yeah, she is. She's a great pig mom. Yeah, and bird mom and dog mom and lizard mom and turtle mom. And I could go on and on.
Yeah, I saw that clip on social media of her showing the house. And as an animal lover, I'm jealous. Jealous as hell.
I know.
But, it's crazy. Like, and they each have their own individual room. And she's like, now we're going back to the pig room. And
right.
Like, she opens it up and there they are.
Exactly, like, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, she literally, her house is a whole ass farm. It's amazing. And I actually, funny story, she has a koi pond in the middle of her living room.
Okay.
Giant, like, takes up, it's huge. And what had happened was she had them outside in her big pool, like underground pool, like and then there was an earthquake and it cracked the bottom of her pool, so the water started going out and the koi, you know, it's not good for them.
Right.
So we had to transfer them from the outside to the inside. They built the inside koi pond. And me and Katie, if you could just get the image in your mind of two hot girls in bathing suits running around with fishnets trying to catch koi fish and transfer them, it was It was as fun and funny as you can imagine, even more. Yeah.
There's a pool out back. We could reenact. No. I don't. Well, I said we. You and me. Me in a two-piece.
Yes, yes. Let's go.
Speedo for you, Todd.
Something speedy about me.
I love it.
That's funny, though. That's, yeah. That's hilarious. But yeah, that's cool. Yeah, a koi pond right in the middle of the living
room. Right, exactly. Yeah.
Have you... have you heard? I was just saw this thing that there's going to be this new studio in Vegas. Not the one that Mark Wahlberg's involved in or whatever, mm-hmm. but like it's an independent film studio, and they're going to be they want to do like 20 to 30 like B budget movie. Like it's something that I'm excited about. Thinking, like I got to try to get involved in that.
I think I heard something about that, but I have no idea any of the details, but it sounds fun.
Yeah. Is that something that you would be interested in? Because I know I know Katie's done like some different like horror movies and stuff.
Oh,
like
for
that.
Sure. Yeah. That's right up my alley.
Yeah.
I love what I do. And part of the reason why I love what I do, I mean, sex is great. But I love acting and I love, you know, I love becoming a different person. Oh, that sucks. I mean,
I'm kidding. She loves it.
I know you're kidding. I know.
I get it to her.
Good. Yeah. No,
so what are you laughing at? No, sorry, go ahead.
I forgot what I was saying.
Sex is good.
No, but I love acting and I love becoming a different person. And so that's definitely something that I want to start doing for sure. Yeah,
I think that's going to be awesome. It's going to be crazy. Like mm-hmm. Vegas now, like for any entertainers now, mm-hmm. I think Vegas is going to be huge. Well, I mean, it's already huge.
It already is. But it just keeps growing and there's more opportunity. That's what I love about Vegas is the opportunity out here. I'm from Colorado where there's no opportunity. You know, you go skiing, you tip some cows, you know. You either have a farm or you have an avalanche. There's no in between, you know. So out here in Vegas there just is everything you could possibly imagine at any time too. Yeah. You can dress however you want, you know, wherever you want. You can literally be in pajamas walking around the casino and everybody's like, that makes sense. You know what I mean? Or you can be in a wedding dress, you know, and they'll be like, that makes sense, you know. Just,
and literally I could be in a wedding dress and everyone would just be like,
literally. Yes, exactly. It's totally fine. Nobody's gonna be like, what are you doing?
somebody used to ask me, because before I moved here I always traveled here, and people would ask me why I loved going to Vegas so much. Mm-hmm. And I said, literally, what do you want to do right now? Whatever the answer is, you can do it in Vegas.
You can do it in Vegas right now. Like literally in the middle of the night or in the middle of the day, it doesn't matter.
Yep.
I love Vegas. I mean I don't think I'll ever leave here. I feel like if I left here I'd miss it, unless I was in like Belize.
It's all about getting to Belize. Have you done a lot of overseas traveling?
I went to Europe when I was fresh in the industry. I did like a month in Europe, which was amazing. And then I just shot so much when I came back, and then I got pregnant, and so, you know.
So
but my country is within the U.S. I've traveled, you know, all over. I used to travel all the time. I mean, to New York, to Florida, to all of the, you know, all the different places that they shoot, and then some. I mean, we did a tour from Jersey, New York, Chicago, Pittsburgh. We did all of the little sprinkled states up there, you know. It was so much fun. I mean, I love traveling.
Yeah.
I can't wait to go again.
What, outside of Las Vegas, what do you think your favorite city in the U.S. is?
Outside of Las Vegas? That's so hard. I mean, I love New York.
Yeah.
I love New York. There's just really nothing like being in New York at Christmas time in New York. Please.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I lived there for a while, too.
Yeah.
It's unbeatable, probably,
right.
Honestly.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, my husband's from New York. He's here. Hi.
That's
Adam.
Right. Hello, Sid. Hello, Lou. I was just in New York this last Christmas season.
Yeah.
And it's phenomenal
there. It's amazing. I mean, COVID hurt New York quite a bit. It's it was almost unrecognizable going back after, because there were so many places that was shut down. My favorite places, my favorite hotel, my favorite, you know, sandwich shop, you know, my corner deli, they were all gone, so I had to find new ones. But I mean, New York is still, it's precious.
One of the things that I love about New York, the same thing that I loved about England, but England was like on a much grander scale, is the living history that's mm-hmm. there. Like, yeah. Just like in Vegas.
Right.
But like, you know, like, and his name's escaping me. Can you look up the mobster that was killed in the barber chair? This was a story that I was always fascinated by, and I can never pronounce the name properly, so mm-hmm. I have a hard time with it. But last time we were in New York, we were staying at a hotel that was right across the street from the barber shop.
Oh, wow.
Where this guy was killed. Yeah, Albert Anastasia, that's it.
Okay.
And he was killed in a wow. in a barber shop there. But that barber shop is now a Starbucks. So I went to the Starbucks and I'm just sitting there. I'm like, I wonder where it happened. So then like this guy's like, he works there. He's taking the trash out. And I'm like, hey, I was like, do you know where Albert Anastasia was killed? And he's like, I don't even know who Albert Anastasia is. I was like, no, in this building, a famous mob hit happened. And he's like, really?
That's like, insane.
Yeah. So then I just pictured this guy going back to work and he's like, this motherfucker just told me that it was... but I love that sort of stuff. I love the history of a place. That
yeah, me too. I mean, I like you said, when you go there, I mean, the Pepsi sign, you know, that's been there for forever. And, you know, we're actually watching a show right now. It's called Godfather of Harlem.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, so good. But they were talking about something. Oh, yeah, we took him by the Pepsi sign or whatever. And I'm like, babe, I've been there. it's so fun, you know. And I love Astoria, that small little, you know, shopping, you know, area. That area is just beautiful. It's gorgeous just all year round.
News story, it's like it's brand new, and so
speaking of, you're kind of like the mob hit, so I don't know if you're into true crime, but we thought this was a pretty funny one. The wife kills husband because he stopped eating her vagina every night.
I mean,
and this is very much real.
It's a little extreme. just a little bit. Like, I could understand, you know, almost killing him, but like, you actually did it, like you finished, like, yeah. Wow.
Okay, here's my point. I am 100% on her side because...
Sure. Rational.
Because I don't want to cross her, first of all.
Yeah, right, right.
But also because my thinking is, like, how many times did she tell him, like, if you don't do it every day, I'm going to fucking kill you? Like, this didn't just come out of nowhere.
Let me see. Hold on. Before we got married, I used to get my vagina ate every night. But then he started acting brand new. He knows I love my ape. Before we make love, it's all his fault.
It's a 38-year-old Marilyn Nick. Wow.
I feel like he should know better, but also I feel like he should know her enough to know that she would kill him if she didn't. Right?
Yeah.
So, your fault, dude.
Smith grabbed a gun and drove to her husband's girlfriend's home.
So that is the twist.
Okay, hold on. There's a
twist. Wait a minute.
There's a cheating. Hold on. It's not because eating. It's because he cheated. Let's just be real.
Yeah.
Like, and he probably cheated because he doesn't want to eat your every night.
Or she found out that he'd come home and be like, not tonight. I already ate.
Oh, my God. That would break my heart. It really would.
Be careful. Pay attention.
I go every night.
Yeah, he has no problem in that department. I have to push him away. I have to
get the fuck
away from me.
I will go get the gun.
I'll shoot you if you stop eating my pussy. Oh my God. That's a little extreme.
Yeah, but it shows what a world we live in, because this is now in 2024. Back in the 90s when Lorena Bobbitt happened, that was all over the news. Like, mm-hmm. everybody was talking about
that. That was a wild story. Do you know the story, Rebel?
What's the story?
So Lorena Bobbitt was this woman who was married to a guy, mm-hmm. and he forced himself on her. So clearly, by the way, I'm 100% on her side too.
Sure.
I want to make sure that's clear.
Yeah.
What she did was she chopped it off. He was asleep. She chopped it off. She drove down the street, tossed it out the window. The cops had to go and try to find it for the evidence.
Wow. Which,
yeah. Is this at John Wayne Bobbitt?
So this is kind of funny. Toes? He got his toes amputated.
After
so this guy's she cut it off. Bad. Yeah.
I'm honestly shocked.
I was looking this up too.
And good for her.
Yeah.
Good absolutely. For her.
That's
because
what should happen.
Do you know how many women wish that they could? You know what I mean? Yeah. And like don't go through with, you know what I mean? Good for her.
I'm 100%. Look, I'm not. I'm all about, you know, guilty until proven or innocent until proven guilty.
Sure.
But this is a case where she obviously knew he was guilty.
Right. Right.
Done it.
Yeah.
Didn't need to wait for a court or anything like that. It is crazy that 30 years after that happened, he had his toes. That, can you imagine when he was in the hospital and they're like, "We're gonna have to remove your toes,"
why?
And he was like, "That's not that bad."
Right.
That's,
he's like, "I've been through worse." Like, well, first of all, don't do that, people.
Yeah.
Don't do that. But also, I gotta hand it to her.
Well, he can now physically.
He can. He just literally hand it to her. Literally detachable. Here you go. Yeah. I don't think you can put it back on.
I don't. Well, he did something because he did an adult film.
So he did have one reattached, and he's right. He did an adult film,
but
with
you,
like a different one. I don't know if it was his or different. Let me look that up. But it is.
So he has some stranger's dick on him.
Probably. And by the way, if that ever happens to me, give me a black guy's.
Yeah, right. No, yeah. I, God forbid.
Yeah. God. Tell me about
you
it.
You would not be right with that.
No.
No.
Okay, fine. We can briefly talk about John Wayne Bobbitt's career. It's been over 25 years since the fateful night of Lorena Gallo Bobbitt grabbed a kitchen knife and did the unthinkable. Lop off her sleeping husband. This is, by the way, this is also kind of what does piss me off about this stuff, and I'm being totally honest. This guy was kind of made out to be a hero, but he sexually assaulted as well.
Yeah, he's a
shitty
person.
Like, he's a dickhead. He's a piece of shit.
And he did adult film work after this?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sick.
Well, Gallo kept a relatively low profile.
Oh, they actually, okay, here you go. They, okay. The police officers famously found a severed penis in a grassy lot across from a 7-Eleven. So they
found from a 7-Eleven.
And so they attached it, they reattached it the same night, and then he decided to do adult.
Oh, it's his own dick. It's so, his own. Okay.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, they found it in time. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they were about to turn it into a new Slurpee flavor.
Could you imagine being like a hobo walking? Am I allowed to say hobo yes, anymore? Yes. Is that like PC? Like,
that's,
I don't know.
Cool.
Now you're supposed to say the unhomed or whatever.
The unhoused.
The unhoused.
Yeah, the unhoused.
Okay, whatever.
I'm going hobo. I want to bring hobo back.
I love hobo.
Yeah.
Anyway, imagine being homeless and you're walking around trying to find food, right? And you're like, oh my God, somebody dropped a hot dog, right? Like... That'd be so bad. That'd be a scare for your life. Just hold on a second. What?
What if you're walking out of 7-Eleven with a big slurp and you're like taking a big drink and all of a sudden you just get popped in the face?
Oh, gross. Yeah. Ew.
It is a wild story.
I don't even like getting hit in the face with like...
when
like,
one's attached.
When one's attached. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I like many things sexually, but don't smack me with your flaccid dick. That will piss me the... off. Oh my God. Mm-mm. Anyway, so like imagine it's like flying at you and there's not a person on it.
Yeah, how creeped out would you be?
That would be pretty wild.
I feel gross right now.
Is there a happier story about a severed penis? Probably not.
I know.
That's,
yeah.
Yeah, I
that exists.
Yeah, we can stray away from the severed penis
sure,
talk
let's
a little bit.
I mean, yeah. there probably is a weird day if it hasn't already that they're gonna figure out ways to make like where you can attach a better one though, because they're already kind
of
working their return, which is interesting too.
He's on top of all the tech. He's like, right. He's typing in. Is today the day?
I am a nerd. One of,
can I get
that.
A bigger dick now?
One of the adult performers in our industry, really well known. He has a pump because his dick broke on set and he had, yes, yeah, don't think about it too hard. You might
yeah.
cry.
Yeah.
But so it broke and he had to, well, it was, it broke and he had to get it fixed. And so they put in a pump. And so when I'm shooting with him, all he has to do is go down to his balls and and it's like,
wait, the pump
hard.
Is inside him?
It's inside. It's literally like you just reach down in your butt. It's like your balls. Your balls are like the little pump.
He squeezes the balls.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. It's so cool. Honestly, like, could you imagine meeting him and be like, yeah, baby, I got you. You know what
it's,
I mean?
Like, it's like the old Nike pump air shoes.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. That
it's the wild. Coolest thing.
God bless science.
Yeah, exactly. Like, let's go.
That's crazy. I love that. Great,
yeah. I'm proud of the world that we live in.
Well, you know what? I think it's time to go off the Todd rope.
Oh, I don't know what that is. But let's do it.
I don't know how
I'm a little excited. I'm a little scared.
I don't know if you notice this.
I've been looking at it all the whole time, and I'm like, what is this?
So I used to be a professional wrestler, mm-hmm. and I don't know how much you know about sports. I do know sports, that. But
what you mean, sports ball?
Sports ball.
With a man running around in the tights, I think it's cute.
Yeah. Well,
no, I'm so kidding. I know a little bit about sports. We're good.
So what the concept is here is this is because mm-hmm. wrestlers come off the top rope. My name's Todd, so we call it off the Todd rope.
Cool. Do you think it's so clever. Oh my god.
It's my idea. Were you being sarcastic? Because if you were, it's his
halfway, idea. Halfway. Okay. Halfway. So it's both your guys' ideas?
Yeah, pretty much. Cool. Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
What it is, these are, I don't even know what they are. He put these in here. So mm-hmm. these are, it's just a spitfire. These are questions, just random questions. Fun. Or. So we'll see what happens here. Throw one out. And what's the most ridiculous thing you've ever bought?
Oh, my God. These little barking dogs, like, I have 5 miniature dachshunds. Let me just get that out the way.
5 miniature dachshunds?
I do, yeah. I love them to death. Lucy, Luna, Lucius, Lila, and Lacey. Yeah, my babes. I love them. But I decided one night, I think I was really high, and there was this ad, and I was like, hey, get a little barking dog. And literally, like, little barking dog that, like goes, like this little tiny. And I'm like, I need that. I need it.
Sure.
Yeah, I didn't need it.
how do your dogs react to it?
It's broken now. The dogs and the baby. Yeah. It's been through the ringer. So really ridiculous. Yeah.
That's good though.
I've probably bought more ridiculous things. Oh, I also came home with like 20 stuffed animals once. I'm a Thai Beanie Baby collector and I love them. And I came home from a road trip or work or whatever with like 15 of them. My husband will say it was like 25. I don't know who's right. And he looked at me and he goes, do you want a house made out of stuffed animals? And I said, no. He goes, then stop.
Can I ask this? Is the honest answer yes? You want a house? Of course. Yeah.
It's not predictable, but it'd be nice.
We got a brand new kitten and we went out and bought a cat tree mm-hmm. that's like this multi-level and it's got like a hammock sticking off the side and it's got like multiple platforms mm-hmm. that are all like padded and
oh my God.
It's all furry and stuff like that. And I'm like, why can't we? I was like, if I ever make it super huge in comedy, I'm building something this size for us.
For me. Yeah exactly. Like, I want that. Hold on.
Yeah.
You look like you're having way too much fun.
What's one talent you wish you had?
I don't know. I'm pretty talented. like, that's not super. No, not a superpower. I don't know. I wish I could play instruments. All instruments. That'd
all
be amazing.
Of them.
Yeah.
Do you play
any instrument? Would be great, but all of them would be better.
All of them at the same time.
At the same time, that'd be a little chaotic.
It would be hard.
Yeah.
What you mentioned superhero power, so what would be your superhero power if you had one?
I've always been in between flying and being invisible.
Yeah.
If I could be invisible and fly, be naked all the time.
I feel like those are
more
two...
than I usually am.
I feel like those are the two that people really want.
Yeah.
Flying
yeah.
or naked.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the South Park with Cartman where he thought he was invisible? But he
no.
had, yeah, so
now I'm gonna watch it.
He was completely naked and he's like sneaking across in front of a group of people and he thinks he's invisible, but that's what would happen with me.
Well over $2,000. So we're gonna start the bidding at $375. Do I hear $375?
I love that.
Invent a holiday.
Rebel in day.
Happy Rebel in day, everybody.
Yeah, I want a holiday all to myself other than my birthday. Give me another one. I don't know. Maybe dog day.
Dog day?
Yeah, everybody gets their dogs together and just go to a rave.
We're making rules here.
Yeah.
Well, I was gonna ask you, like, what would you do for Rebel Moon Day? What would be like the, like, with Christmas? You have Christmas
either,
tree.
Either it would be a giant orgy, or a rave, or an orgy rave.
You could have both. It's your holiday.
I'm creating it as I go. So yeah. give me some patience.
And we found out earlier what the meal would be. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah. For all. Nobody needs to die.
That needs to be a shirt. That needs to be merch.
It does.
For all. No needs to die.
Oh my god, I'm dead. I love it.
Celebrity crush.
Mm.
And I don't count.
Mm. Damn it. I'm done. I love Jason Momoa. I really do. I love... Can I just? I'm just gonna. Sid. I'm gonna list. I know he hates. I love Justin Timberlake and Justin Bieber. And can I just? I'd love to just have them all, you know, in the room. At the
Rebel in day.
Yeah, Rebel in day. Let's go. We got to give them invites, and then not in a weird way. You know, it's got to be like sly. You know, maybe a quick text, or is that too weird?
Well, I feel like a quick text, if I'm Jason Momoa and I'm just hanging out and all of a sudden I get a text and it's just, hey, you want to pick up the Justins and come on over?
Yeah.
It would be a little wild.
A little bit, but also, what if I give you a tit pick too with it? Like just...
Then he's there. He's for there, sure. Right? Yeah.
I got this.
Yeah, perfect.
Let's go.
Easy. That's how he got me into the pod.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No. Must be nice ones, huh?
I always like to ask this with that one. Do you remember who your first celebrity crush was?
My first celebrity crush, Superman.
There you go.
Yeah. Which one though, do you know?
George Harrison. Was that his name? The black and white one?
No.
Oh, wow, it's weird that I remember
that. That is impressive.
I don't know. The 2000s one?
Dean Cain?
I guess.
Henry Cavill, you're probably talking about, if I had to guess.
Yeah. Pull him up. Yeah, let's see.
I'm going to guess this is for sure the one you're thinking of.
You know what? Supermans.
Let me just be real. It was just a doll. The Superman doll. He was hot. And yes, that one.
Yeah, it's Henry Cavill. Oh. Yeah, that's... I love him, so I get it.
Oh, my God.
We're going to need to change the chair.
Yeah. sorry.
It's fine.
Really not sorry.
He does have a very... Woo! That's one of those guys that
a fine man.
Yeah, I'm okay with my sexuality. He's a good looking dude.
He's so pretty.
Yeah. I mean, he really, and also he's the guy that, like, when he gets to be about 18 years old, he's like, I'm going to play Superman. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way he doesn't play Superman at some point.
Yeah. Love him.
Even with a little cowlick there hanging in his forehead on that one. That's good. Okay.
Give it to me. Yeah, let that hang hair down. Yeah, I love it. I love it. All right.
Okay, and then the last one. This is wildest date.
Uh-oh.
Sid's very interested right now.
I don't know. Now I have to think. Okay, I can't tell you my wildest date. Because that might be it. Right, it might not be good. But I can tell you, like, a moment of, like, wildness. Not wildness, but... When I was in Europe, I love the story. That's why I'm telling it. When I was in Europe, I was shooting, and then I got home really late, and it was like 1-2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm smoking a cigarette out on the balcony, and it was in Budapest, and they have cobblestone, like real cobblestone, and the architect is just so otherworldly and, like, you know, old world, and it's just beautiful. And so I'm sitting there smoking my cigarette, and these two guys just come strolling down the street, and they're like arm in arm, like singing in their language, like gorgeous voices. And they stop at my balcony, and they're like, "Mi bella," whatever it is in their language. They're like, "I'm gonna sing to you," and they just start singing to me, and they sang to me for like half an hour, like just like, and I'm like, I need to go to bed now, but it was so beautiful and such like a That's a crazy moment that I'm like, this is like a movie. Like I would like had to pinch myself. Am I sleeping? You know what I mean? It felt like a dream.
That's like a fairy tale.
And, literally. Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And they're like, we'll come back again tomorrow night. And they did the next night. And for the next night, for like 3 or 4 nights, they came at the same time and sang to me and like serenaded me at my balcony. It was amazing.
By the fourth night, were you like, all right guys, I gotta get to
no,
bed.
No, God no. I was like, this is like a dream. You know, yeah. I felt like I was in a fantasy world.
They're wait for them to one up John Cusack with the boombox. Now guys have to actually sing now.
What's our wildest date?
Dinner at Tao's was pretty
crazy. Oh my God, for his birthday. That's actually a good one. For his birthday, we had a big group of friends. And all of us are very friendly. If you know me and my friends, we're friendly. Take that how you will. and we had the big like center table at Tao, like 15 of us. And that dinner got a little wild, little crazy. There were people making out and kissing. And at one point they had my husband and my friend's boyfriend had both her legs up on the table, and they were like licking on her toes and like sucking on her toes and like kissing and blah blah blah, like, and I was over here making out with some girl. Like it was pretty wild. The manager of Tao had to come over and be like, guys, you're like the center table, can you like maybe not the feet, you know?
It's Tao, not toe.
Right, exactly. Like it was pretty crazy. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
He's my memory. I don't remember shit. Yeah. I'd rather just like go through life and like focus on the forward and not think about the backward.
Sure.
And so he's like my memory book. It's perfect.
I did recently just hear a story about you with. it's such a fun. So our friend Gabe Lopez is working with Carlos Mencia.
Yeah.
And you went to one of the first shows.
I remember half of it. Yeah.
Chelsea over at Smoke.
Yes, love her.
Yeah, she was like, she's like Rebel and Sydney, that's so great. And then she's like, at one point, she's like, I looked over and Rebel, the way she described it was that you remember when Stone Cold Steve Austin would take the beers and slam them together?
Oh my God, yes, I know. I did that with popcorn.
But it was with popcorn.
I know, yeah. I was told that the next day. Proud of it.
Sure.
Also not proud of it. You know what I mean? I'm like, well, I just wish I remembered it, you know? Sounds like fun. I'm very fun sometimes.
Harris Security 100% has clipped that out, and they just watch it every once in a while. Yeah, like, for sure. There's no way they didn't.
Get out of here. Nobody asked you. yeah. So very fun. Yeah, I was also told that story.
what do you have to plug besides obviously Adult Life? But like, what's the social media for that? That's just at Adult Life.
It's the Adult Life Inc. ENT, right?
Okay.
On Instagram, and then anything that we post on our. Our Instagrams, which mine is the Rebel Lynn XOXO, and my Twitter is I am the Rebel Lynn.
I am the Rebel Lynn.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I had to think about it for a minute. My Twitter's been like, people are on Twitter mad at me.
Oh really?
I've had my Twitter hacked into, stolen, taken away. I've had to restart it so many times. I had a million followers at one point. Now I'm, you know, working it back up. I've got 200,000, and it's a whole thing. But yes, I have my Twitter. It's I am the Rebel Lynn, and I post on it all the time about the adult life, and then also any of my new scenes. I mean, they're always coming out, you know, and I'm always shooting. I'm doing a lot of new stuff than I never did before. I had my baby, and I'm excited for my fans to see.
Do you prefer, like, I don't know how this works at all, but like, on Cornhub, is that like the? Does that help you if people watch on there? Okay.
Well, yeah, because the profile on. On Cornhub is so stupid.
But by the way, for anybody dumb out there that doesn't get it, Cornhub with a capital P.
There you go. Yeah, thank you. Well, my profile on there is actually mine. So when you follow me on the website, it's actually following me. If you're tipping me, it's actually going to me.
That's all, okay.
If you're buying my my stuff. On my scenes on there, you're actually buying them from me.
Nice.
I'm the one uploading. I'm the one, you know, and obviously other people upload, and you know there are other videos that I get tagged in and everything. So everything that you see on there is all mine. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing. We finally were able to get that verified and everything. I mean, it takes a lot to verify, you know, that's you, and for the site to be like, yes, this is your page.
Yeah.
So yeah, go click view, because the more views that I get, you know, on there, that just, it shows that I'm relevant.
Yeah,
and sure. Yeah, I'm on the top page, you know, on Cornhub. Sorry, bleep it out. It's so hard.
Good.
I'm on the front page on that site more often than not. So, you know, the more you watch, the better it is.
Any other, like any event, like I know the poker. Yeah.
Well, I'm always at the charity series of poker, and that's just, and it's amazing thing to go do. If you play poker, come to the charity series of poker, go on Facebook, look them up and see what dates they're
holding. Because each month it's a different charity.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, each month it's a different charity. They always do the St. Jude's, the Cops for Kids, the animal shelters, and they just like, shuffle them out, you know. But it's incredible. So it goes for a great cause, and if you love poker, then it's just a great time.
That's awesome.
So there's that. I mean, there's my, you know, that I can plug as well, which is join the Rebel In at .com. And yeah, you can go see some spicy content, request some stuff, talk to me personally, which is always a fun time. And yeah, there's just so much that you can do on there that you can't really do on my Twitter or my Instagram.
Right.
You know, and they're just, it's exclusive content that is never, will never be seen anywhere else but there. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. And then I'm gonna go eat some corn.
Let's go.
I'm just like very hungry for corn, popped or otherwise.
I'm gonna go play some pool.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go play some pool. Yeah.
Are you a pool?
I'm gonna shoot pool.
Yeah. Do you do that a lot?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
On.
Me and my friends. I'm a poker player, pool shooter, and whiskey drinking, cigar smoking girl. That's me.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. This has been so much fun.
Awesome.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Rebel. And this has been great. Like, comment, subscribe.
Later.
He's got to have the last word. It's crazy.